My name is Adrian Aguirre, and I'm a board-certified occupational therapy practitioner. And I'm here because I have experience on COVID units. I've worked on 3 COVID units, 2 isolation COVID unit, and 1 step-down unit. And so I've witnessed a lot of what I guess the media has been talking about, and I see how they've misrepresented the truth on COVID, the truth on the testing. For instance, at my facility, I work at the biggest skilled nursing facility here in Oahu, and I work with the geriatric population. The people that were moved to the COVID unit didn't have COVID. They tested positive with the PCR test, but most of them were asymptomatic and only suffering from their pre-existing conditions. None of them had exacerbated symptoms. Most of them weren't sick other than what they were already dealing with, end-stage renal failure, diabetes, COPD, congestive heart failure, things of that nature. I also saw how some of the hospice patients that were moved to the COVID units that died of terminal illness were actually put on the COVID death list, which is complete fraud. And facilities were facilitating this and doing this the whole time. More people survived and had no issues and were asymptomatic that were well into their 80s and 90s than that passed away. My entire experience on these COVID units, I think there were 12 deaths, and none of those deaths could fully be attributed to COVID. It was all pre-existing conditions or terminal illness. Since the rollout of the vaccine at my facility, Moderna was the vaccine that they administered, I've seen 32 elderly people pass away immediately after taking the Moderna vaccine. None of that is being talked about on the news. None of that is being spoken about on the media. It doesn't fit their narrative. I've seen more people pass away from the vaccine than I have on COVID units, which is really weird, seeing that supposedly we have really high COVID case numbers. A lot of the patients that I treat are suffering from stroke and heart attack, hip replacement, knee replacement, things of that nature. So when these people get admitted to the hospital, they have to take a PCR test first. So someone experiencing a heart attack will be picked up by the ambulance, taken to the hospital. The hospital will administer a PCR test. If the PCR test comes back positive, they admit this patient as a COVID patient. They don't admit them as a heart attack patient. They don't admit them for myocardial infarction. That's kind of weird. I've had stroke patients that I've treated that were admitted to or taken to the hospital for stroke, but when they get there, PCR test says positive, so they're labeled as a COVID admission. Even though when they were there, they were never treated for COVID, they were asymptomatic, and they were only treated for their stroke. So there's just this huge misrepresentation, just a complete fraud with this system, with the healthcare system. I worked as a director of rehab for 5 months at another skilled nursing facility here in Kalihi on Oahu. And at that facility, during my time as being the director of rehab, I seen where the billing department would have my therapist change the ICD-10 medical diagnosis billing code from pulmonary disorder or COPD to COVID because of higher reimbursement. Now, these people were asymptomatic. Some of them may have had a positive PCR and some of them didn't have a positive PCR test, but we were still forced to change those ICD-10 diagnosis codes to a COVID code because we get higher reimbursement for those patients. So it's just fraud on every level. Just higher reimbursement in medical facilities for someone that's labeled COVID. Whether you treat them for COVID or not, you're gonna get higher reimbursement. I know this for a fact.
This ambulance is coming right after you speak here.
Oh yeah, so that person, whatever they're experiencing, as soon as they get there, they're not gonna be allowed to be triaged or admitted until they have PCR. And if that PCR comes back positive, that person, if they're having a heart attack, a cerebrovascular accident, anything, is going to immediately be labeled COVID instead of what they're truly experiencing. Absolutely. Yep. I've treated patients with heart attack that told me, yeah, I had a heart attack. My neighbor found me. They called the ambulance. The ambulance picked me up, resuscitated me, brought me back to life. I went to the hospital. The hospital wouldn't admit me until I had a PCR test. The PCR test came back positive. I was no longer considered heart attack or myocardial infarction. I was considered COVID from that point on. Even though they were never treated for COVID, never administered any therapeutics for COVID, treated for their heart attack, sent to our facility so we could rehab them for those, the weakness and stuff caused by their heart attack. But on our, when they come in on our medical history, we see them as a COVID admission. So it's just this weird fraud on every level, man. And that's how we're getting these spiked numbers in COVID, is because heart attack, COVID. Cerebral vascular accident, stroke, you know, a bleed in the brain, COVID. Like everything's coming back COVID. Broken hip, positive PCR, COVID. So the funny thing is I've reached out to these politicians. I've reached out to Ige. I've reached out to Governor Josh Green. I've reached out to Rick Langiardi. I've emailed, I've messaged these people letting them know what's going on, and it's silence. None of them get back to me. None of them correspond with me whatsoever. I hear no feedback from them. I've talked to Rick Langiardi and Governor Ige, or I've messaged them, and I've messaged Josh Green about the hospice patients that were terminally ill that were labeled as COVID deaths. No one's ever gotten back to me about it. No one's ever investigated this. When I worked on the COVID unit, you know who ran the COVID unit? There was no infectious disease nurse. There was no infectious disease doctor. There was no representative from the DOH, Department of Health, that met with us to tell us what the protocol was. It was two certified nurse assistants, two therapists, a physical therapist, occupational therapist, and a registered nurse. That's who ran the COVID department at Oahu's biggest skilled nursing facility with the geriatric patients. I never corresponded or met with Governor, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green. He never assessed the situation. That's very weird. Why wouldn't you assess this situation with this deadly virus? We had no representative from the DOH come down and speak with us. There was no protocol other than move these patients to the COVID unit, isolate them for 14 days. Some of them will make it, some of them won't. Treatment was withheld. They weren't given treatment. Because they had a positive PCR test, if a person had pneumonia or flu, there's this thing called off-labeling. They're no longer allowed to be treated for flu or pneumonia. So they weren't given any antivirals, and they weren't given any antibiotics, which would normally fight those things. They were moved to a unit. They were told there was no treatment for them. Whoever made it, whoever didn't, you know, didn't. They're testing us. This one's from August 25, 2020. Right here, it even states on the printout, it says a positive result does not rule out bacterial infection or co-infection with other viruses. The RT-PCR test can't differentiate between any viruses. It's in the fine print, in the printout of the RT-PCR test. The inventor of the PCR test admitted that it won't differentiate between any viruses. Recently, the CDC has even admitted that the RT-PCR test doesn't differentiate between viruses. So you have three sources stating that it doesn't differentiate between viruses, yet that's the test we're using for this case count. That's the test that we're using. It's a faulty test, and that's the one that Governor Green and all these medical facilities, and my facility too that I work at, are using to claim these COVID statistics. It's just false. It's false. It's a faulty test. It doesn't differentiate between anything, yet that's the gold standard right now. And it's sad because there's so many false positives. There's so many people that are asymptomatic because it doesn't differentiate between anything. This is just an infringement on our medical freedom. This is an infringement on our kapuna's health. I mean, no one's looking after the health of our kapuna. You know, I've seen more death come from the vaccine. 32 kapuna, immediately after taking the Moderna shot, either the first or second shot, pass away from this. So who's looking out for their care? The people that try to speak up and look out for their care, it falls on deaf ears. No one corresponds back with us. No one wants to hear it because it doesn't fit the current narrative. It's horrible, and I think it's just going to continue to get worse. My advice to people, I work in a skilled nursing facility, and my advice to people is if your kupuna are sick, if your elderly are sick, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your mom, don't send them to a skilled nursing facility. They're not going to receive adequate care. Treatment is going to be withheld from them. They're going to be forced to wear a mask all day and social distance. They're going to become depressed and want to commit suicide, because that's what I'm seeing in our facilities. That's what's been going on.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, bro. You're welcome.